Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 425, the stanzas 1 and 2. Unto the Lord lift thankful voices, come worship while your soul rejoices. Make known his doings far and near, that peoples all his name may fear, and tell in many joyful lay of all his wonders day by day and what follows. Psalter 425, the first two stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 14, beginning with verse 26 to the 22nd verse of chapter 15. Exodus 14, beginning with the 26th verse to chapter 15, verse 22. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Of Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also were drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Tell thy people, pass over, O Lord. Tell the people, pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Thus far the scripture reading. Oh, let us try to thank the Lord for the multitude of his mercies of the past season. Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy goodness and in thy long suffering to grant unto us and our dear children another Thanksgiving day, a day that has been set aside in this country to acknowledge thee for all thy mercies in the season past. And then it has pleased thee in the past season, even since the last Thanksgiving day, and even longer yet, to spare each and every one of us. Thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death, O Lord, O wealth, O grand an impression of thy goodness. The prophet of old has declared, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, ah Lord. Then thou yet makest such a great difference with most of the people upon the earth. Thou wast sent another earthquake. So many were ushered into eternity. There are countries at war. There are many that are hungry. Many countries where it is not possible to go up to thy house and to worship. And then who maketh us to differ? That is thou, Lord. And now on this Thanksgiving morning, thou knowest how that each boy and girl, each youth, middle-aged and elderly ones, have come up to thy house or may listen along. May there have been exercises concerning Thanksgiving Day. Then thou requires not only our presence in thy house, in this country, then for most of the inhabitants, it shall be a Thanksgiving Day without going to thy courts, shall be so many where perhaps God shall not even be in their thoughts, ah Lord. May we be given to see the blessing and the privilege that we may come up to thy courts with thy help to try to acknowledge thee for the multitude of thy mercies. But thou requirest not only our presence, our gifts, it all belongs unto thee. And we are only stewards. But thou requires a broken and a contrite heart. Thou requires a thankful heart. Then it is so needful with the confession of our sins, an unfaithful people, such proud creatures that become proud with our blessings, and that we abuse thy good gifts, and that we murmur so quickly when thou withholdest even a few. Then it behooves us to confess also the sin of our unthankfulness, ah Lord, on this special day of Thanksgiving. May there be souls exercised therewith, and when it is all missing, may it be granted in thy house. That be wonderment that thou art so good for us and our children. And then with that true confession of sin, then there shall also be that repentance, that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance and a fleeing unto thee, to that fountain, that we may be washed of all of our sins. Lord, Then thou wast granted another season, that the seed of thy holy word may be sown. And then on Thanksgiving Day, then we do well to closely examine our hearts where thy word has fallen. May there be souls in this day who may be given to believe that it has not been unfruitful, that thou hast begun that good work to receive a heart that loves thee, that hates sin, to become a mourner, a weeper, a seeker, a place at thy footstool, begging to be forgiven of all of our sins. We cannot remain the same under the means of grace. Lord, then for our branch, this also the first Thanksgiving Day for them, thou hast provided a place of worship. Remember the families that have settled there and the families that hope to move. Wilt thou dwell richly amongst them? Bless thy holy word and provide also for their daily bread. Lord, then in the trials and the difficulties of life, because we live in a fallen world as a fruit of what we have done in paradise, then there have been difficulties. There have been those in hospitals. There are the sick. There are those that have come in accidents, families that are struggling concerning their daily bread. There are the mourning ones amongst us, widowers without a wife, and widows without their husband, parents without children. And then on such a day as this, then those empty places are seen, experienced, and felt. Wilt thou uphold them? And when there is not a single empty place in the family circles, may there be spoken about thy blessings, to be given to see thy hand therein. And, Lord, may it be thy goodness that leadeth to repentance and to receive the pardoning of all of our sins. Because when we do not hear thy word, when there is no repentance, then we shall feel thy judgments, and who shall live when thou doest these things? Lord, then thou wast wonderfully provided. Thou wast kept from great storms of destruction. Although at the beginning of the season, thou wast sent hail in different areas with the consequences thereof. There have been fields that received very little moisture and no or a little crop. But, Lord, thou wast still abundantly blessed. The beginning of the season, many fears concerning water for the crops, thou wast opened the waterways, and then thou wast given such in abundance. Ah, may we become small thereunder. Thou wast given relative health, strength. Thou wast helped the mothers in the home. Thou wast helped at work on the field, the business world, in the school. Thou wast granted traveling mercies over the road and through the air. Thou wast granted work for the employer and for the employee. We may still live in a country of relative peace, although thy judgments are hanging so low over the world. Then unto many family circles, then thou wast given special blessings. Young couples were united in holy matrimony. 'Tis their first Thanksgiving day together as husband and wife. Ah, may they become small under thee. And may their first marriage present be the centerpiece of their marriage. Thou wast granted unto fathers and mothers that they were blessed with the birth of children, even two sets of parents with a double blessing. Two little children are still in the hospital. May the parents soon be privileged to take them home. Then many different milestones were commemorated, special anniversaries. Thou wast also spared all the elderly, all the residents in Bethesda, O Lord. Then the psalmist of old has declared that thy mercies could not be numbered. And so it is with us and our children. Lord, may many prayers have been sent up in the days gone by, and also in this morning hour, that thou may grant a good, a special, an unforgettable Thanksgiving day. The psalmist of old has declared, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? And Father Jacob of old, when he was returning to the promised land, that he was not worthy of the least of thy mercies, and of thy truth, which thou had shown unto his servant, for he had gone over the river with a staff, and now he has become two bands. Lord, the blessings outwardly, they have been great, they have been manifold. May we be given to see it and become small thereunder. Oh, spare us and our children, that under all those blessings, that we do not harden our heart, become bold in sin, grieve and vex the spirit. Ah, then the end can only be terrible. But thou art still gathering the church, the golden chariot may still ride upon us. Oh, then on Thanksgiving Day, then it should be a profound concern whether by thy free and sovereign grace we have received a place in thy chariot with that glorious King, then it is well for time and for eternity. Thy church may have a little beginning here below, although also on Thanksgiving Day, to be ashamed and to smite upon their breast. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, to need thy dear Son as prophet, priest, and King, to beg for the immediate work of the Holy Spirit, to receive a low place in the dust, that thou may receive thy rightful place, that the luster of thy glory may shine forth. Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may grant a blessing upon thy word. May it be for the conversion of sinners and for the instruction and edification of thy children. Then it shall be a good Thanksgiving Day. Well, to grant Aaron's and hers, take away everything that could be a hindrance. Pardon us of all of our transgressions of this past season and of this morning hour. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 173, the first five stanzas. All lands to God in joyful sounds, aloft your voices raise, send forth the honor of his name, and glorious make his praise. While we sing Psalter 173, the first five stanzas, your thanksgiving offering shall be received. The Lord bless you and your gifts. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Exodus 15, the verses 1 and 2. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Our text words speak of the thanksgiving song of Moses at the Red Sea, with three thoughts. In the first place, a song concerning a wonderful past. Secondly, a song glorifying the Lord at the present. And thirdly, a song with a resolution for the future. The thanksgiving song of Moses at the Red Sea. A song concerning a wonderful past. A song glorifying the Lord at the present. And a song with a resolution for the future. Beloved congregation, the Lord has given unto us and our dear children another Thanksgiving Day. Our text begins with them. Then we may all experience another then, where in the past season, since the last Thanksgiving Day, since June of 2022, the Lord has not taken one away among young and old by the cold hand of death. We may still be in the precious day of grace. May the Lord grant a little bewilderment and a little humility, and that thanksgiving. Have there come a people up, even among our boys and girls, that have come up burdened? What the Lord requires and how it is. Then we are given to see the necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit. There is a people upon the earth, also on Thanksgiving Day, that is given to need that precious Savior as their prophet, that they may be given to see their blessings. We can see in people, but now to come with the heart on that right place, to need him as priest for the sins of the past season, and to need him as king to reign over us. Then we read in Genesis 5, 8 times, and he died. Should that word then not be a wonder unto us? Because that is a word then for a sinful people or congregation. Have you come up this morning as a good churchgoer? That is required. Never to leave your place empty. Oh, what a blessing that on Thanksgiving Day, many places upon the world, it is not possible, persecution, war, Israel, Ukraine, another earthquake in Afghanistan, then what a privilege for most of the people in this country. Thanksgiving Day, without going up to God's house. How empty. Living all for self and some for our neighbor. But as they read in Psalm 10 verse 4, that God is not in all their thoughts, then the Lord has given another season. And now for Moses and the children of Israel, then there was a then of thanksgiving. Our text words, it is the oldest song on record, does not mean that there was no singing before. Oh, Adam and Eve in paradise, they were given to sing the praises of the Lord. There's even written in thought, when Adam has received his wife and said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, that it was in the form of a song. Oh, what do you think of Miriam when she was called to babysit her little brother? Were her little brother lie under the sentence of death? How she must have stood watching over him with a prayer to the Lord that the Lord would keep her little brother, and if anyone would come, that the Lord would give the right words. And how wonderfully the Lord has provided. Oh, that the mother of Moses, that they may receive their little Moses in their dwelling, that she may nurse him. Our congregation, then it cannot be different, because it was a people with grace. When Miriam was converted, we do not know, but it is clear that the parents feared the Lord. Oh, how the tears must have flowed. How they must have sang the Lord's praises, that he has wrought a way that they had never even thought of. Oh, then, have there also been those times in the past season, congregation? Or could you continue from day to day and from week to week, receiving such blessings out of the hand of the Lord, and never become small, never humble, no repentance. Oh, may it please the Lord to grant it then on this special day, a then of humility, a then of bewonderment, with a vehement desire that the Lord's name is praised. Oh, for the children of Israel, it was a special then. It was not easy. They had been under bondage. Fathers had to work. They were beaten. There was a time that the baby boys were cast into the Nile. But we read that they have wept and they have groaned. The Lord has remembered his covenant. The Lord has heard the groaning. Have there also been such beggars in the past season? Or could you leave the Lord so easily on his place? Cannot be different. Unfulfilled desires, unanswered prayers, we shall not multiply it out. But then the Lord has rescued them in a special way. Lord has sent Moses, his servant, with Aaron. The Lord has sent the plagues, instituted the Passover. The lamb was slain. Oh, what that must have been for the firstborn. Are there such firstborn in our midst? Exercise with death. Ah, that have groaned in the house of bondage, because Moses, he requires perfect obedience. Oh, as poor and needy sinners, as that happened then, that Lamb was revealed. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Or do we not think of death, congregation? Do we believe that we have to die under the sentence of death? And then how wonderfully the Lord has wrought, led them out. They have come to the Red Sea. And we read in chapter 14, the verses 11 and 12, all the blessings with everything they have experienced, that they have murmured against the Lord. But that murmuring people, do we come above them, congregation? Can we come above the children of Israel? It can be when the Lord begins that good work in our heart that we become angry with the people. Such blessings, and then such unbelief and murmuring. Why hast thou brought us out of Egypt? But the Lord has a people. There comes a time that they are glad that it is written in the Bible that for a murmuring people, that they may go through that Red Sea. The Red Sea for the living church That is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has given unto that people great, wonderful, and remarkable blessings. The pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire as their guide, as their light, and as their shield. And the Egyptians have come, and the Lord has placed that cloud between the Egyptians and the Israelites, dark for the Egyptians and light for the Israelites. Oh, what a great God that the Israelites had. They have experienced His goodness, His patience, and His loving kindness. And then the Lord has brought them through. You know it, boys and girls, that Moses has stretched out his rod and the sea became dry land, a wall on each side. And during the night, they all went through. And it is specifically mentioned in Psalm 105, verse 737, not one feeble person was among their tribes. What a wonder, 600 men without women and children. General thought is about 2 million, and there was not one with a sore foot or a sprained ankle or a broken leg, but they could all walk through the Red Sea. Then concerning that wall of water on both sides, then there were those that were closer to that wall than others. Others have seen it at a distance, and others have walked close by that wall. And the Lord has brought them through. And after they went through, then what has happened, boys and girls? Then by renewal, Moses has stretched forth his rod. The Lord looked down upon the Egyptians. The chariot wheels went heavy, taken off, and the waters have covered them, and the Egyptians have drowned, and the Israelites on the other side. And then there was a then. So the Lord has also given unto us a then. There have been those that have been in great difficulties in the hospital, accidents, providential trials, but where the Lord has been a wall, spared all of our lives. But for all of us, maybe more in the distance than the Lord has spared our lives. And what a multitude of blessings that He has showered us with. It is true, in the beginning of the season, certain places where hail has come, the dry land has brought forth little or nothing. At the beginning of the season, many fears concerning the water for the crops and how abundantly the Lord has supplied. What storehouses have been filled, what silage piles there are, you can ask those that have driven the choppers, how slow they have went. The Lord has given to most health and strength and courage. The Lord has helped the mothers at the home with the children, has helped at work, at school. The psalmist in Psalm 40 verse 5 has declared that his blessings could not be numbered. Then the family circles do well. Oh, in the school, a child has showed me a tree they have made with many colorful leaves, and on each leaf there was written a special blessing. Then how fitting, fathers and mothers, that you may be given to speak with your dear children on Thanksgiving Day concerning the mercies of the Lord, the outward blessings which he has so richly, so liberally, and so undeservedly has poured out upon us, that the Lord is still very long-suffering. And then, young and old, the question is, has there now been a then, as we read in our text words, a then of humility, a then of thanksgiving? Oh, it can be with the understanding, and that is proper and fitting. But the Lord requires our heart. And Job, in Job 23, verse 16, has declared, "For God maketh my heart soft, and that soft heart wrought by the Spirit, that you'll seek a place at his footstool." Oh, there are times that they cannot bow low enough with that vehement desire that the name of the Lord may be extolled. Then we read in our text, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song." It was a new song. Oh, it is true. There are times in the life of the church that the harps are on the willows. There can be times that they are afraid that they shall never come off, but the Lord shall remember his people. And I read in Isaiah 43 verse 21, "This people have I formed for myself, and they shall sing forth my praise, young and old." How has it been? Because he read in Ephesians 5 verse 20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." And where the earth is so full of his goodness, how is it now with that praise and with that thankfulness? May that become our need. May that become our exercise. May it please the God of all grace to grant such a then on this Thanksgiving Day. And then concerning those thens, then it shall not be in general, but then it shall be in particular, and then it shall not only be for temporal blessings, but in the life of the living church, then it shall be for spiritual blessings. They cannot be separated. It is a privilege. When the temporal blessings may become spiritual with that vehement desire, that great, that faithful, that almighty God, that he may be exalted. And that was the desire of Moses. That is our second thought. The first thought concerned the past, but now a song glorifying the Lord at the present. Let us first sing. Psalter 169, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou visitest the earth in love, and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land. Thy streams exhaustless bless the field, preparing it the grain to yield, provided by thy hand. And what follows, 169, the three stanzas. Thank you. A song glorifying the Lord at the present. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song. It was still fresh. It was tender. The children of Israel have seen it. The dead Egyptians floating on the water. Then Moses did not say, we hope to sing in the future. But they have sung. And when we read, then sang Moses and the children of Israel, that was also a wonder, because boys and girls, they did not have a Psalter book. But then the Lord has given, we read of Moses, that he has said unto the Lord in Exodus 4 verse 10, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou wast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. But we read in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel. It was the Lord's work. His grace magnified in that people. Can be so different congregation with our thens. We read in Deuteronomy 32 that when Jeshurun waxed fat, when the Lord has blessed them, they forgot the Lord. We read in Luke 17 of 10 lepers who were all healed. And of the 10, how many boys and girls have returned to give thanks? 1 out of the 10. Is that perhaps our picture, our then, of the last season? Can also be a then, as I read in Luke 12, of that rich farmer. He was a foolish farmer. The Lord has blessed them as never before. Maybe there are those in this season whom the Lord has blessed as never before. And what was then the then of that farmer? Then he was contemplating about building bigger barns, not wrong in itself. But that farmer was not thinking about his never dying soul. We do not read in that parable that that farmer was thinking of the poor and of the kingdom of God. Perhaps if he had given enough away, as given his tithe or even more, his barns would have been big enough. Can even be worse that there is a then of the hardening of the heart. We read in Exodus 14 that the Lord has hardened the heart of Pharaoh. and of the children of Israel, and their destruction was nigh at hand. How awful and how sad it is when there is a then, when parents have drinking parties in their homes or in their shops upon all the Lord's blessings. Oh, we read of different cases of those drinking parties. Zimri, the king of Israel, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, Nabal, the wife of Abigail, Belshazzar with his feast, and that soon he has seen the writing on the wall, and then the feast was over, weighed in the balances, and found wanting. Oh, how awful it is when there is such a them where the Lord is so good, so patient, so merciful, where he grants so many blessings, and we depart further and further from the word of God. We read in Proverbs 29 verse 1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his heart, and he shall suddenly be destroyed. Oh, when there are such families, and then the poor children, may it please the Lord, where the judgments are hanging low over the earth, that the Lord's goodness may bring closer to his word a forsaking of sin, a begging, that we may receive a place in that golden chariot of Solomon, and to receive the pardoning of all of our sins. Then we read, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. May we be kept, young people, when you have not begun to listen to worldly music, never begin. Such a slippery slope. In the providence of the Lord, our fathers, they have put the Psalms in rhyme. And may the Lord grant by his Spirit that we may learn the experience of those Psalms. Then we shall love them. This song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. Thus then Moses and the children of Israel were given to sing concerning that wonderful and providential deliverance, that it was clear that it was the Lord's doing, that the children of Israel, and so we have come through another season, as it were, a Red Sea, with many dangers, many difficulties, that the Lord has all brought us through, and then he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider, we read in chapter 14 and 15 of the book of Exodus, 10 times of the horse, the horseman, and the Lord has granted deliverance. Ah, the Egyptians, they were given to trust in chariots and horsemen. The psalmist has declared in Psalm 20, verse 17, 7, some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. But then Moses has sung of another matter, because in verse 2, and that verse, that is very similar to Isaiah 12, verse 2. We have heard it last night of the church given to praise the Lord. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. And then in verse 2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. That is very similar to what we read in the second verse of this song. Thus the second verse that speaks that the Lord has become my salvation, and it is true. That word salvation in the Hebrew also means deliverance. But now on Thanksgiving Day, in a certain sense, also this past season has been a little different than most seasons in southern Alberta. There has not been so much wind, much less than most years. Many quiet days. But how has it now been spiritually? Personally, in the family, and in the church. And then I think even our children know what I mean about the wind of the Spirit. As I read in Song of Solomon 4, verse 16, of that north wind and that south wind, has it blown in our lives? Has it been a good season for our soul? It's the most important. Has that north wind of uncovering blown? Has it brought us in secret places? We read in Zechariah 1 verse 11 that the angels of the Lord has went to and fro throughout the whole earth. And then those angels have come back and that they have reported that the earth lieth still and is at rest. Oh, may that false rest be removed. Have there come up souls in this day, troubled under all the Lord's goodness, under callings, and under His word, still unconverted, without God, without Christ, and without hope in this world? Another season of grace gone by. Then repent, forsake the world, remain at his footstool and beg the Lord for that north wind of the Spirit. And then we also read of that south wind. That is the comforting wind of the gospel. Because the Lord shall never forsake the work of his hands. Thus a song concerning the present, the past. Concerning the present, we read in Psalm 116 verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? But when it is true, when it is right, when it is lively, then it shall also be a song concerning the future with a sincere, genuine resolution to follow hard after the Lord. And to that end, we read in our text words, the Lord is my strength and song. It was evident that people had no strength. And he has become my salvation. Oh, that river, the river of God's justice. It's what God's people have much to do. And Pharaoh, the devil behind him. No way and no expectation. But then Christ becomes that way through the Red Sea. Because Christ has satisfied his Father's justice. And so they may come through. And then we read, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God. And what is now that habitation, the resolution of that living church? That the Lord may live richly, dwell in their hearts. Then in the second place, a desire that the Lord dwells in their homes. And then people, then we shall do our best to remove all the idols and the vanity, oh, everything that shall grieve the Spirit and the Lord. Then it becomes our desire that our dwelling places, that they are as a Bethel, a little sanctuary, as I read in Ezekiel 11. Then in the next place, then it becomes the desire of that true church that the Lord by his Spirit may dwell richly in the midst of the congregation and to be given to beg, as I read in Psalm 102 verse 13, that it may be the set time that the Lord may favor his Zion, blow mightily with the north wind and sweetly with the south wind, that sinners may be converted, to be given to make that good choice, as we read of a Ruth, a church that learns to live in their widowhood, and that need that precious bridegroom, the greater Boaz, as the near kinsman, that they may become his bride. And then they have sung this song, but then we also read, when Moses and the children of Israel, then a Miriam, Then her heart was warmed. She is called a prophetess. Oh, we have stated it cannot be different. As a young daughter, when the Lord has helped so marvelously, when she has watched over her baby brother, and when the Lord has given the right words to speak at the exact right time, and that she may fetch her mother, that Moses may return to the home that they have sung. But then we read further, oh, that Miriam with the women, with warmed hearts, they took a timbrel in her hand, and all the woman went, and after her with timbrels and with dances. And that word dances does not mean the same as we think of today, the dancing with mixed sexes, but that means springing and jumping and being happy as little children concerning the wonderful things of the Lord. And then we read, and Miriam answered them, saying, ye to the Lord, thus she has not honored Moses, but she has sung unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Thanksgiving Day, 2023. Then in the midst of trials, difficulties, crosses, burdens, pain, weariness, family troubles perhaps, then we cannot deny that the Lord has been good and that he has not given as our sins deserve. May it please the Lord to grant unto us and our children the family circles. Oh, we can see it lie, and we can speak much with our lips. That is also good, because Paul has said, I will sing with the understanding, and I will sing with the spirit. It is a privilege and a blessing that in Pitch of Butte the congregation may sing well. Greater blessing, of course, when it may touch our heart. Self not enough for eternity, because under trying circumstances, providential difficulties, then how fitting many psalters can be. But we need to become a sinner that is saved through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, then Moses in his song has said, who was like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who was like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of a wonderful den which thou was given unto Moses, the children of Israel, Miriam and the women, young and old together, that they were given to sing thy praises. Then thou was given unto us and our children another then, another Thanksgiving Day. Ah, Lord, blow with the wind of thy spirit, grant soft, humble, contrite, and thankful hearts. Tis written in thy word that thou shalt not despise them. Remember the family circles in this day. Remember the empty places. Watch over us in this day and bring us together in this evening hour once more on this special day that has been set aside in this country. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 376, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. Praise Jehovah for his love, God of gods enthroned above. Praise the mighty King of kings, who alone doeth wondrous things. And what follows, 376, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.